T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're still working through that process, okay?
What does that mean?
We're still working through the process of where we are with Keone and the roster.
Are you expecting a move?
Huh?
Are you expecting a move today?
I'm not expecting anything else. I'm just working through the process as about clean and black and white as I can share with you. So we can keep asking questions and I can keep giving you the same answer. You want to spend the rest of our time like that, that's fine with me.
I guess getting Trevor back, just how much did it kind of put things at ease with the rotation and everything, just having him today?
It's good to have him back, you know, and we'll... The fact that we had 3 quality starts in the last series bodes well. We hadn't had 3 quality starts in a series since San Diego at home from 3 pitchers. Archer's trending up. He's been good his last 2 times. To get Trevor's feet on the ground with some stability and traction, get all 5 of those rolling, be a big shot in the arm.
Keep an eye on him, just given the physical stuff that he went through, make sure the velocity's up and everything?
I would think so, yeah. We'll definitely keep an eye. Ray and I had some conversation in here today, so we don't have, you know, it's not something you always sit the pitcher down and tell him this. We want him to go out and pitch.
Right.
Go as long as you, go as hard as you can, as strong as you can, for as long as you can.
Well, I guess if and when Keller comes back, what does he add to the ball club?
An experienced major league reliever that's gotten big outs in high leverage situations.
Clint, there's something to try. Now, everybody's different, you know, coming off the DL or whatever, but he was looked so good. Looked just like he did last year, Trevor, before he got hurt the first time. And then it just doesn't. Is there something about his game that maybe he's had a hard time finding the same rhythm? I mean, some guys seem like they can come off after a long layoff. Just hasn't, for whatever reason, quite been the same.
If you'll look at when his opportunities to pitch have been, it's been scattered. There hasn't been a routine to follow as far as pitching every 5th day or a couple 5s and then a 6 where that's all mapped out. We had the All-Star break. They had the family, the opportunity for the adoption and the celebration. That pushed things back. Then he's got a health issue he's got to deal with, so all of it plays in. And no doubt for me, that's what's played into it more than anything else.
What have you seen from Colin this year? I saw a stat yesterday that he was leading the NL batting average this month. What have you seen from his development and growth throughout the season?
Well, he's always been a studious guy. He pays attention. He does his work. He does his homework on the opposing pitchers. I think 1 year under his belt has helped him. I think there's been a handful of pitchers he's been able to see again this year. I think some of the things that he tried to improve with throughout his swing and just his attack plan have probably prepared him better this year than in the past. There's been the opening up of left field, and it's not just slicing a ball out there. It's been driving some balls the other way, off-field gap, looking for pitches, hunting for pitches up and in or inner part of the plate to get in the air, pull side. So I just seen a guy maturing. Using the knowledge and experience that he's gained in the past season to help him probably be prepared and do better this year.
I wanted to ask you about Kevin Newman. He's got some really good numbers in the leadoff spot. I know he has some really good numbers in other spots as well, but have you seen guys that just sort of like hitting in that spot? I mean, I know you're going to put him wherever it is that's best for the ball club, but guys that just sort of take to that might not be a traditional, you know, steal 40 bases guy or whatever, but just function well in that role.
Yeah, isn't it great that we can even have that talk about a traditional stolen base guy? Because if you look at the 30 teams, how many teams have a traditional stolen base guy steals 40 bases leading off? And man, I played with a couple. Willie Wilson, Vince Coleman. I mean, it was double 40. the game's changed. The landscape of that position has changed. I mean, you look at different teams, who they are leading off. When you play the Cubs, you look who leads off. You're looking for an OPS guy, the walk's real, and there's some power. So we looked what the best fit for us was, and Frazier had gone on some mean times or lean times in the leadoff spot, and looking for somebody else who could possibly provide a spark. He's got some usable speed. He can steal a base, showing the ability to hit the ball right field, center field, left field. He's thrown up some really good two-strike at-bats. So I have not ever looked at him in the eye and said, hey, man, do you like leading off? You know, when I brought him in here, told him we're leading him off, then we need you to lead off. You can help the ball club in leading off. Seems to be enjoying it when he's up there. And has provided a spark for us when he's been up there. So it's just another good part of the maturation process of his entire game. I mean, look at the ability now to float between second and short almost seamlessly, which isn't easy for some guys to do. The quality at bats that he's given us over the duration of the season to this point. So the leadoff thing had played out very well for us.
Is that a unique luxury for you throughout your career? I mean, I'm sure you had other teams with guys you could interchange the leadoff hitters, but right now to be able to play matchups with Newman, Frazier, whatever you want at the top of the order, to know you have a guy that can give you a professional.
It helps. Yeah, it definitely helps because you're looking for somebody that's dependable up there. He's got usable speed, but he get on base, and he can barrel the ball up and set up the guys that are hitting behind him because it's hard when you don't. And we've gone through times like that where you're hunting a guy. And, you know, the number of times that your third hitter hits with two outs and nobody on. Now, if you got a first hitter that's not getting on as well, it just complicates your start, and you need to find a better start. He's given us a good start more often than not every time he's, you know, when he's been up at leadoff.
But the way you guys hit before the All-Star break for a couple of weeks and since, is that just the cyclical nature, do you think, of the game? Or, is there anything you can pinpoint why it's so hot for a couple of weeks? And so, do you believe hitting's contagious, and you believe slumping's contagious too?
Yeah, we've had this conversation about contagions ever since I've been here. I think it's all contagious. I think it can be. The challenge you're always going to have with hitting, if, from my perspective in baseball and the lineup, when you can keep the pack mentality, that cohesive unit, it's a pack mentality, and your goal is to make the guys at bat behind you easier than yours, and hold on to that, and know that you're enough. You all are enough as a group. And then when either one or two or three guys fall off, you don't try and pick up your slack, his slack, and somebody else's slack. That's the thing we talked about. Since Bell's kind of trended down some, or somebody trying to do more than they were doing earlier, which when what they were doing earlier was completely enough. So sometimes I think you got to revisit the pack mentality. You got to stay in your lanes, know that you are enough collectively as a group, and just take care of the at-bat that's happening right now and not worry about picking somebody else up. Let that man take care of his at-bats. That may be something that I know we've had some conversation about already, and it's 9 games in.
Clint, when you look at that overall, I mean, the approach, are you okay with the approach in the box from these guys, or do you get the sense that they are pressing because the inability to put crooked numbers up has gone on now for a week plus?
Part of it could be coming out, being close, and then now we got a chance to move, and we didn't. And, you know, I think we've all run through times in our lives, whether it's sports-related or something else, where we don't get the immediate result we want that day, we try harder the next day, and then the third day we try even harder than that. So we could have some of that. Sometimes it's been very good pitching that we've matched up against. But I still believe we've got enough that when we just match our skills up, take care of our skills, we'd be in a better place offensively as far as, I mean, a run for games, 2.79 games. That's not going to do you real good up here at this level unless you're pitching uber elite. So collectively, we just got to focus on the one thing, not a bunch of things, but the one thing, and just owning our at-bat and having the best at-bat we can have, and then moving, let the next guy take over.
Glenn, how weird, I meant to ask you about this yesterday, but just that guy coming on the field, walking slowly, just from your take of seeing a guy go past your dugout, what are you thinking? What did you say you were saying?
I used the word, it was weird. I'm just glad that there's, is there a cricket in my office? You have a cricket ringtone, or is that a message? Or is it a text?
You don't watch show Ozark?
Awkward silence. What was the question? No, the guy, I mean, I'd never seen that before. So that's basically the category I put it in. I'd never seen it before. Glad nobody, there was no harm done.
Never had a guy approach you on a field?
No, I haven't. Saw Morgana run on the field, kissed George back in the day.
Were you the one?
No, George was the one.
But you were on the field.
She only kissed superstars, man. Look it up. Yeah, I was part of the team.
Yeah. I guess there were selfies back then, right?
Never know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.